9 out of 10 people in Afghanistan don't have enough food to eat. That's according to the World Food Programme, who say the crisis facing people there has been made worse by the war in Ukraine and its impact on global food and energy supplies. The United Nations has already warned that Russia's invasion of Ukraine could cause a global food crisis that may last for years. Mary Ellen McGroarty is the WFP's country director for Afghanistan. I spoke to her just before we came on air and began by asking her to describe what things are like in Afghanistan at the moment.
The scale of the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan is very evident. And just before I left to come out in a bit of a break, I had the opportunity to go up to Badishkan up in the north and onto the Wahan corridor. And there you can really see the full impact of, you know, the economic crisis, the lingering impact of COVID, the socioeconomic shock, and also, of course, the impact of climate change. And what I met was just numerous families and people that are really still struggling to be able to put food on the table every single day.
Is this throughout the country?
Yes, it is throughout the country. You know, we're in June now, and we're looking forward to the winter harvest coming in around July. But we've had to tailor our optimism around that, because, you mean, the snowfall and the rain hasn't been as good as we'd hoped. You know, the snow cap is melting much quicker than is good for the crops because of higher temperatures. And also, we haven't seen a big improvement on the economic crisis. I mean, the country is still gripped by the economic crisis. And now you have the added impact of the war in Ukraine, which is impacting on food prices in Afghanistan.
We'll talk about Ukraine in just a moment, but talk to me and tell me about the scale of the food crisis that you're seeing there.
Yeah, I mean, we still have close to 19 million people in acute food insecurity, and nearly 6 million people in what we have is, crisis levels of food insecurity. So it's a little bit of improvement from the height of the winter because of the impending harvest. But still, the scale of needs in Afghanistan are unprecedented in terms of hunger and food insecurity. And that's really driven by the economic crisis and the continuing climate. Shock.
When you say food insecurity, what do you mean?
What I mean is they just don't have the means to put one decent meal a day on the table. They're struggling. Just, you know, over 90% of the population are just not getting enough to eat.
90%?
Yes. You know what I mean? Are not getting what we would consider the 2,100 kilocalories of food intake, which is recommended for a healthy life on a daily basis.
What difference has the war in Ukraine made?
What we've seen is it's made a difference on a couple of different fronts. We've seen food prices increase. You know, for the ordinary Afghan, they've seen the price of wheat flour and the price of oil go up over by 20% since February. These are key staples. The price of diesel is up by 16%. Also for WFP, our cost of operations have also gone up as we have to pay more for food. We're also having delays on our supply chain. And then the price of the general food basket, which we give for the cash, has gone up by 17%. And of course, it's taken attention away from Afghanistan as well.
What will happen to people in Afghanistan if this war continues?
People are already, as I said, really struggling to get enough to eat in Afghanistan. Food is becoming more unaffordable for those that can afford. And we will just see more and more people falling into destitution in Afghanistan.
Are the Taliban cooperating with aid agencies, particularly food aid agencies?
Yeah, we're getting access, right across the country. You know, we have over nearly close to 5,000 distribution points across Afghanistan. We're able to access those distribution points. In May, we were able to reach over 15 million people. So in general, access is pretty good. It's a very different environment from what we were working in this time last year.
So is there not enough aid coming in to help, or where is the problem in terms of outside help?
Yeah, I mean, the international community has been incredibly generous. But yeah, I mean, the scale of the needs in Afghanistan are huge. I mean, the humanitarian response plan for this year is $4.4 billion. WFP still needs $1.2 billion to get us through to the end of the year. So it's just the level of resourcing that we need, despite the incredible generosity we have seen so far. It's just the crisis in Afghanistan is just at levels we have not seen before.
Sadly, it's not alone. There are plenty of countries like Afghanistan in similar food problems.
Yeah, I mean, it's really is a desperate situation across the world. I mean, you have Afghanistan, what's happened there, looking at the Horn of Africa, and the absolutely tragic drought there, you know, Yemen, Syria, the Sahel. Yeah, there's just numerous places where people, ordinary people, are really struggling just to get enough food to eat on a daily basis.
That's Mary Ellen McGroarty. She's the World Food Programme's Country Director for Afghanistan.